Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of March 28th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. I want to thank our March patron. Thank you so much, Wicked Kitten, for being a patron of the Gamers In. We really appreciate the support. As everybody knows, we've been getting a lot of new patrons over the last couple weeks. We really appreciate all that. I think this has gotta be the biggest addition in such a short amount of time in quite a while, so we do really appreciate it. And as Jocelyn and I teased on the Gamers In this week, or past week, and as I've been saying for the last couple weeks here, we do have some fun stuff planned for April. We're going to get into some of those details and tease a little bit more, not because we're trying to put you in any pain, but more so because details are still being put together. But before we do that, I wanted to thank Paul M., who is brand new to being a patron of the show, and he joins a long list alongside, Will G., CRVATV, Josh Cook, and Will P. So we really appreciate all the support. As for the teases, so first up, I do want to say that we are going to lock in April 29th at 8 p.m. Eastern as a Patreon game night. So a Gamers In game night preview, because we haven't quite hit the goal. The goal is $50 per episode. I think right now we're sitting around $36 per episode, so we're close. And the idea behind game night is basically once a month, we would play a game with our patrons, and it's priority invite to patrons, but it is open to everybody. Everybody can watch, everybody can play, but slots are filled by patrons first. So what do patrons need to know? What does everybody need to know? So essentially, I'm going to put up a Patreon post this week detailing what I just said, April 29th, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll be streaming at twitch.tv/JossPlays, because that's where Jocelyn does her Friday night streams. But we'll be doing sort of a Patreon post to basically get an idea from patrons. Can you make it? What game would you like to play? What game would you like to watch? Basically asking for what you would like to see, do, and participate in that game night. So we'll start with a Patreon post, then we'll, send it out to everybody on the Gamers In and put it in Discord, and we'll go from there. So that's April fun number one. Number two, there is a game coming out in April called 13 Sentinels on Nintendo Switch. It is already released on PlayStation, and it's no secret that we've been planning a little bit of a game club, or at least I have with a couple other folks in Discord. So that game club's going to happen. I know there are people in Discord that are like, oh, we haven't talked about this in a while. It is still happening. I just haven't had a chance to really nail down how it's going to work, but we're going to try our hands at an official Gamers In game club. It's not going to be exclusive to patrons, but there will be a Patreon component, whether that is part of this mini or part of some additional piece of content slash discussions. But rest assured, anybody can join in on the game club. 13 Sentinels is out now on PS4, will be out on Switch later in April, and the game club will likely be starting shortly after it releases on the Switch. So that one may fall into May, but we'll see. And other than that, we do have the promised another Patreon preview, which would be the Inside the Game episode for Horizon Forbidden West. I unfortunately have fallen off the game. Don't tell Jocelyn. I need to get back to it. I promise. March has been so busy. Just making April seem like this, it's likely not this, but it just feels like a month of freedom, of just having more time to do. So we'll see if that's true or not. I really hope it is. But looking at the Gamers In this week, I think it's time for me to check out Tunic. I don't know how much time I'm going to get into it, but that's fine, because I know Jocelyn wants me to get back to Horizon, and I might let her run with the video games this week, as she's going to be checking out, I think as of right now, both Ghostwire Tokyo and Tiny Tina's Wonderland. I think there's a poll. I record these early on Fridays, and there's a poll running right now for her Friday stream, and it's either going to be Tiny Tina's Wonderland or Ghostwire Tokyo. I know she's going to play Ghostwire Tokyo no matter what. So if she ends up streaming Tiny Tina's Wonderland, I'm sure we'll talk about that as well. So those are two of the three games that were coming out today on the 25th. I wanted to play Kirby. I haven't picked it up. As I said, March has been very busy. I've got a huge backlog of video games. So I might pause on that one for a bit, although reviews do look good. I haven't even played the demo yet. I honestly might play the demo just to have some thoughts on the game for around its release, so we'll see. This week for the Gamers Inn, we'll likely be talking about that new PlayStation Plus subscription setup. There's talk that it will announce with some pretty big initial hits. What the cost will be, what the tiers will be, that was detailed months ago, but we haven't had it confirmed yet. We should know for sure from Sony what that looks like this week, so looking forward to that. For Summoner's Call, I had to bump the show. I was sick this week. I don't know what happened, but just Monday hit me like a ton of bricks, and I had a real crap night, and it actually pushed Gamers Inn this past week too by a day, so I am feeling much better. It seems so weird to talk about being sick like twice in 1 month, but that's probably why I feel like March has been so busy. But we are back this week for Summoner's Call. We're going to go over those new heroes that were added to the game. There's a new Resplendent hero. I don't think we'll have news on who the legendary hero is, I believe. I don't think it's a mythic this week or month. But I did get confirmation this week that the next Game Club will be... this is Game Club for Summoner's Call, different from Game Club for Gamers Inn. We're going to be playing Fire Emblem Awakening. Eddie has found his 3DS, and I booted mine up to make sure it works. I was, with all the news of Nintendo shutting things down and closing off shop and stuff, I was a little, like, nervous turning on my 3DS. And, it works. It was fine. It's all there. I don't know how long it'll last, so might as well get some Awakening time in. It's just me being paranoid. It has nothing to do with the structure of how Nintendo creates their systems. But we are going to play Awakening. We'll likely start that one in April as well. So lots of fun stuff on the horizon. As mentioned, we talked about all the games that have come out in the past couple weeks and releasing on this final week of March. Tunic's out now. Ghostwire's out now. Kirby in the Forgotten Land is out now. Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. Those were the big hits for March. There were some other ones in there too, of course. Strangers of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin. And the last game to come out for March on my list here is Weird West. That's coming out March 31st. That one will be on Game Pass alongside PlayStation and PC. And that's going to do it for this week's TGI Patreon Mini. I promise more details, less teases next week for the month of April. I will spend some time before I record and start jotting down what we're going to do, but definitely going to have that post out for the game night preview this week for patrons, and more concrete details for everybody else shortly after that. So be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.